Hello and welcome to the Permabyte for Friday, May 2nd, 2014, presented by the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann, a listener-supported program. This episode is not a further exploration of permaculture, but rather is about why I do this, why this matters to me in a candid and honest way, which from much of the contact that I've had with you is why you choose to listen to this show, because you get to hear things that you don't hear elsewhere, and I appreciate that. However, if you are interested in the more permaculture stuff, then this might be a little bit too much information, so you can go and join me again on Monday, May 5th, for the next Permabyte, where I continue the exploration of David Holmgren's Principles of Permaculture. For those of you who are still with me, which I do hope is all of you, why? Why do I do this? Why does this matter? For me, though I could wake up every day and continue to do interviews and release material because of how much I love it, what really gets me up out of bed each day to do this is you, that person who's listening right now to me as I feel a little nervous saying these things. I do this for you because I care about you, and I mean that on an individual level. Each and every one of you, I care about you as a person and what it is that you're doing in your life. I've spoken to some people and exchanged emails with others who were surprised that I answered the phone or returned their email and that it wasn't just a one-liner or a quick 5 minutes, that I've spent hours talking to people and dozens of messages back and forth. It's why I put my email address and phone number out there in nearly every episode, when I remember, is because, and I pardon the language, I give a damn about you. And I want you, if there's any way that I can help you, to contact me, to be able to use the space that I'm in and all the connections that I've made to help you connect with other people who can make a difference in your life. And one of the stories that I wanted to include in this is about my grandmother, and that from her, when I was growing up, whoever came into her home, she would feed and help and offer a place to and treat them as if they were family, regardless of where they came from or what their background was. And that had a really lasting impression on me. And by listening to this show, by making that decision that there's something in this that can help you live the life that you want to build a better world in a way that cares for the earth and other people, to take that act of responsibility makes you part of my family as a podcaster. Even if there was only one person who continued to download the show, it would still be incredible to me and encourage me to do this. But there's also a little bit more to that, in that not only do I care for you and consider you part of my family, in a way, and there's another part of this for me about why this matters and why you're my family and why I want everyone, though we are not created equal, because if we were, I think I'd be better at math, or perhaps have a voice that is not quite so monotone and would be a bit more expressive. As I get older, I reflect on life and moments of importance and things that mattered to me that helped me get to where I am now, that formed me as a person. Not just the nature versus nurture pieces of it, but these moments that mattered. There's this idea within storytelling traditions of time as chronos, but also time that matters as kairos. And it's exploring those moments that matter, that really there are two stories here. When I was an intern at a military facility many years ago, some of my mentors in that space were all very clear to me that it didn't matter what my job was, that I was important, and that what I was doing mattered as much as anyone else in my department, in my division, or in that building. We all mattered. We were all essential. And because of that, respect may have been afforded to someone because of their rank within that hierarchy, but they weren't given a pass. They had to earn that respect. It wasn't given to them, just as a matter of course. And because of that environment and having those mentors at that age, with my sense of equality and family, that everyone should be treated equally and be given as many opportunities as possible. There is no one above me, but there's also no one below me either. And I want to honor and respect all of you as best as I can, within my abilities and failures, to ensure that you have whatever it takes, whatever I can help you with, that you can find your calling. And though I can't say that any of us will have any measure of success, do my best to help you on your path in whatever way I can. And my last story that comes with this, another one of those moments of Kairos, is from the night before I graduated from high school, the night of my baccalaureate. I went out with my godparents, and I know that term has different meanings to different people, but in this case, they were people who were of great importance to my family and were given that honorific in place of grandparents because they weren't part of that family structure. And it's my godfather was part of the team that kept my mother alive and arranged for her kidney transplant 3 years before I was born. I can say very much that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. But that's not the story I was going for. That night of my baccalaureate, I was sitting in my godparents' house after we'd gone out for dinner, and my godmother asked me, "What do you want to do with your life?" And I said that I wanted to help people. I knew then, that night at 16, what I wanted to do. But at that time, to borrow from Mark Lakeman again, I went from that place and inhabited other people's stories, and not my own, and didn't listen to myself. And it took me a long time to get back around. And if there's any way that we can work together to shorten that timeline and help you get to where you want to go, I'm here for that. But that night of my baccalaureate was also important with my godparents, because when my godmother asked me that question, she then told me a personal story of her life and why having something like my desire to help people mattered. And that night, I realized that I had never seen either of my godparents without long sleeves on. But in that space and in their home that night, my godmother had taken off the jacket that she was wearing over her dress, and my godfather had unbuttoned and pushed up his sleeves. And for all my life, I had grown up hearing the stories of what they encountered in the concentration camps during World War II. And there in that moment, for the first time, I saw the tattoos that had been put on them by other human beings who treated my godparents and so many millions of other people as if they were less, as if they were nothing. And I knew what happened to both of them during those times. And yet my godmother took the opportunity to speak about forgiveness and how, for everything that happened to her and my godfather in those camps, and to their families and their friends and all the people who they never saw again, that both of them were able to find peace and offer forgiveness to everyone who had done those horrible, horrible things. And though it's taken me a long time to get to where I am now, I've always carried that with me as a reminder of what we can do and what we're capable of if we have something important to hold on to, and why I want to ensure that what we do is as inclusive, equitable, and positive as possible. I really want all of you to do your good work, and help me to build a better world. So that's part of my story. Thank you for taking the time to listen to it and know why all this matters so much to me. If there's anything I can do for you on the road that you're on, please give me an email, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com, or call me, 717-827-6266. I'll talk to you again soon. In the meantime, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.